Here's a thought I'll title, The Illusion of Detail. Let me see if I can use an analogy to get across this thought. As I sit here looking across the backyard at the edge of the wild, I know that if I walked closer and closer across the yard to where the line of trees are, that with every step along the way, I would reveal more and smaller detail. If I then pulled out my magnifying glass or my microscope, I'd see even more detail. There is no limit to how far I can look in real life, to how far I can magnify in real life, and stop seeing detail. There will always be more detail revealed. In a photograph, however, that's not true. If we get closer a step or two to a photograph that's on the wall, we might see more detail. If we get even closer to what I often refer to as nose print distance, I might see more detail, but then again, maybe not. Maybe the image just gets less sharp, but doesn't reveal any more detail. And if I pull out my magnifying glass or my loupe, the image dissolves into ink dots from an inkjet printer, or perhaps grains of silver in an analog print. I guess what I'm suggesting here is that in photography, there is no detail. There's only the illusion of detail. And that thought could be expanded, perhaps in another day, to other illusions. For example, the illusion of three-dimensionality in a two-dimensional photograph. This business about detail, however, becomes a question of how far do we pursue that? And can we have an agreement with the audience about how they are going to view our work? Here's perhaps a dumb example, but it'll illustrate the point. You've been to a museum where they have a famous painting, and fairly close, maybe a foot or two off the floor, there will be a little roped-off section that prevents you from getting any closer to the famous painting than that roped-off little section. That's an implied agreement between the audience and, in this case, the museum. We could do the same thing with our photographs. Would it be silly? Well, yes, probably. But we could put in our photographs, in the colophon data, next to the copyright and all the other metadata in the photograph, we could put the recommended viewing distance and print for that recommended viewing distance. Now, of course, no one does that, and I'm not suggesting that we should. But it demonstrates the kind of tacit agreement that we have with our viewers, that they can look close, but we don't want them to look too closely, or else they'll see the artifacts of our prints, or as far as that goes, our digital images displayed on a screen. How far do we push things in the creation of a photograph toward the illusion of detail? And how far does the audience change the viewing conditions without breaking down the agreement about how much detail is implied in the photograph? Of course, as photographers, we have no control over any of that. So probably what we do is we use the sharpest lenses and the best techniques to preserve as much detail as possible. But no matter how far we pursue that, there will still be a point in which viewing conditions of our work will destroy the illusion of detail and reveal the reality of the print artifact. We photographers seem to put a lot of time and energy into this because so many photographers that I know are always pushing the limits of how much detail their cameras can resolve. They get higher megapixel cameras, or they get medium format cameras with the idea that they want to increase the amount of detail that can be seen. But they could just as easily do it by putting a recommended viewing distance, which I think is actually a good idea. But I'm not going to do it, and I don't think anybody else will do it. But it surely illustrates the challenge of the illusion of detail in a photograph.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.